Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. When do you expect to get Meadows in?
He will be here Monday for the meeting. He'll practice on Tuesday.
What kind of player is he? What do you expect out of him?
Well, you know, he's been a starter in the National Football League, and he's been out about a year and a half. He's had some physical problems, but he's feeling pretty good right now. We'll get him a chance to get in here and compete with the rest of the guys.
Mike, while it was only third team against third team, how impressed were you with the way Jay kind of marched the team down the field?
Well, you always like to see quarterbacks make plays. He made a couple plays in that situation, which is always good to see. It's always nice to put them in situations that you're going to see how people react during the game, and I thought he did a pretty good job for the first time.
Coach, what are your impressions of Mike Bell?
Mike's having a heck of a camp. He's really stepped up, and he's been very impressive. A lot of players see him making some plays that they haven't seen for a while, so he's right in the mix. We look at every one of our guys potentially being a starter. Obviously, he's been a starter for a number of years. He's been out for a year and a half, so we'll get a chance to see him come in and compete with the other guys. Obviously, he has starting ability with as many games as he started at Indy, and obviously the setback he had at Carolina. But if he is healthy, he's been a difference maker, and he's played very well. And I know mentally he's ready to play, and hopefully physically he is too. He feels very good, though.
Is he strictly a tackle or a guy that can maybe play a couple positions?
I think he can play a couple positions, but we're going to start him out at tackle.
How much is Champlin like a guy who's already started the season?
Well, they've had a heck of an offseason. They've been working since April 1st, so anytime you have a unit that's been working since April 1st, these guys have been working out pretty hard. But anytime you put on the pads and you go two-a-days or have the extended practices like we're doing, it's always a gut check and something that you need.
Champ specifically, though, it just seems like he's on every single play already.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got him, because he's pretty special. Yeah. Yeah, he's a guy that most people never get a chance to coach. You know, he's as good as it gets. He'll be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Is his shoulder, is he still wearing that harness and all that stuff?
You know, he's the type of guy that wouldn't tell you. You know, obviously, he's worked hard in the weight room to get it stronger, but he's the type of guy that has so much pride, he's not going to tell you even if it is hurting. And with some of the hits he has out there, you can't be bothering him a whole lot because he's delivering some pretty good blows.
Is Brandon out for more than a practice or two?
Who?
Brandon
who?
Sam Brandon.
Oh, Sam. Yeah, same thing we talked about yesterday, hamstring. You know, those hamstrings, you never know. And, you know, Sam had one last year. It came back a lot quicker than we thought. I'm hoping it's not too long, but I would guess it probably about 2 or 3 days. Nate, same thing. He'll practice this afternoon. We'll switch guys off and 1 a day, 2 a days. And sometimes guys will go in the morning. Sometimes we'll go in the afternoon, depending if we're having pads or not having pads. Okay?
Thanks, Coach. Okay. Thanks, Coach.